we do bring you greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus. We are the Church of God, and we are established in Jesus' name. We're thanking God for this door of utterance that our great pastor is coming forth to you today to bring to you what thus saith the Lord. At this time, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, evangelist. My elders, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. We are God's covenant church. We are the Church of God, and we are established in Jesus' name. His name is called the Word of God. And I'm grateful for his anointed that's gone on. Bishop Barfield, our great Bishop Philip, our great Bishop Dorothy, all the sanctified, Moses, Noah. We're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. Today we want to talk about the truth. Buy the truth and sell it not. Before we get into that thought, the choir is going to sing this number, Blameless. Sister V, choir, thank God.
Yes, fire, and be righteous, as in the
beautiful. Thank God. Every child of God should strive to be blameless. Because the Lord said, go and sin no more. That's the truth. Buy it. Let's not sell out for anything less. We have our announcements. Deacon Debbie.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area codes 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. We're God's Covenant Church. And if someone tells you that the moon is going to drop, don't buy it. If you buy that, if you think the world is coming to an end, is the old saying, I got a piece of land to sell you in the swamps. If it's not true, don't buy it. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. This is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Now that's the truth. I'll buy that. To buy the truth and sell it not is to believe God. Don't buy something you can't prove. Sunday is not the day of rest. I don't buy that. So many have bought that. And they're living a lie. And every lie is of the devil. God is not of a lie. God is true. Let's go to Proverbs 23 and 23. Many things have been said about God. And many things have been said about the devil. Many things have been said about following God, living for God. If it don't tell you that in the scripture, if it's not the truth, don't buy it. Proverbs 23 and 23 says what, evangelist?
Buy the truth.
Buy the truth.
And sell it not.
Don't sell out. Buy the truth and believe it. When you don't believe God's word, you're selling out for something less. Yes. You're selling out for a lie.
Yes.
But to buy the truth
and sell it not.
Sell it not. What?
Also wisdom.
Also wisdom. What?
And instruction.
What?
And understanding.
Now we just read. Keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations. Because it's talking about God's word. Let's go back there again. Deuteronomy. Let's go back there. Deuteronomy 4. Now, if keeping God's word was wisdom, then is yet wisdom today.
Yes, it is.
Problem is, so many have been sold a bill of goods that God's word is done away with. Or they say the law has been done away with, and they've been sold a bill of goods that the word is not law. That the law is something else. Well, there's many laws. God's word is his divine law.
Yes.
Then there's other laws, laws of circumcision, law of sacrifices. But God's divine word never changes.
Never.
Deuteronomy 4 and 1 says what?
Now, therefore, hearken, O Israel,
what?
Unto the statutes and unto the judgments which I teach you for
because
to
God's
do
word, as we read down to 4 and 6, it's your wisdom and understanding. Their statutes and judgments, because they judge you and they're upright. We're talking about God's word, which I teach you, and it's got to be taught.
Yes.
What?
For to do
and
them.
And you're taught to do them, because if you couldn't do them, what's the point in teaching them? What?
that ye may live.
Now, wait a minute. If you keep the statutes and judgments, you live.
Mm-hmm.
What?
And go in and possess the land
what?
Which the Lord God of your fathers giveth you.
Now, the land we have to possess is our bodies,
yes.
Our minds and soul, which is a land that should be saturated with God's word.
Yes.
God's spirit. Yes. Read.
Ye shall not add unto the word.
Now, that's what it's talking about. The statutes and judgments. Ye shall not add unto the word.
What? Which I command you.
God's word is called the commandments because it was commanded.
Yes.
Ye shall not add unto mm-hmm. the word which I command you. What?
Neither shall ye diminish aught
now,
from it.
Now, here's the truth. If you take out anything from God's commandments, you diminish aught.
Mm-hmm.
And Revelation, let's hold that. Let's go get Revelation 21.
Yes.
If you take away anything out of God's word, you are in sin. You're in danger.
Yes.
Revelation 22 and 19. Let's read that.
And if any man shall take away from the words of the book.
Because God's word is a book. It's
yes.
two sides.
Mm-hmm.
Any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy,
prophecy.
What?
God shall take away his part out of the book of life
mm-hmm.
and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this
because
book.
If you're obeying what's written in God's word, you're in the book of life.
Right.
If you're not obeying it, you're out of it.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know about it, you're never in it.
That's right.
They that, what is it, without law?
Oh, yeah.
Shall perish without law. And they that are in the law shall be judged by the law.
Right.
17 verse says what? No, 18 verse. For I testify
unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this
now,
book.
Now, it's not talking about Revelation. It's talking about the book of life.
Mm-hmm.
What?
If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book.
Now, let's go back. Deuteronomy 4.
Mm-hmm.
Because God say in his word, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the generation unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love him and keep his commandments.
Yes.
4:2 says again, ye shall not
add unto the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it.
What?
That ye may keep the commandments.
So the commandments is the word.
Yes.
And you can't diminish aught if you take out the seventh day as the day of rest. It says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all the work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. You make God a lie. If you take that out and insert Sunday as the day of rest, your name is out of the book of life.
That's right.
And you are in sin.
Yes.
Ye shall not add unto the word which I command mm-hmm. you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may keep
the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you.
So you cannot keep God's word if you take anything out or if you break it. You can't keep his word.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, the sixth verse, what does it say? Keep.
Keep, therefore, and do them. For this is your wisdom and your
so
understanding.
So it's saying the same thing in Proverbs.
Mm-hmm.
It's wisdom,
mm-hmm.
understanding, and it's instructions.
Yes.
What?
In the sight of the nations.
What?
Which shall hear all these statutes.
Because God's words are statutes, mm-hmm. because they're upright.
Yes.
Hear all these statutes and what?
And say, surely.
What?
This great nation.
What?
Is a wise and understanding people.
Now, listen to what God is saying, and this is true. What?
For what nation?
What nation?
Is there so great?
What?
Who hath God so nigh?
Now, who has God any?
Them?
closer to them, as the Lord.
As the Lord our God is in all things.
These
call upon him
are the commandment keepers. Yes. These are those that have the statutes and the judgments.
Yes.
What nation has got any closer to them than these? And what?
And what nation is there so great?
What?
That have statutes and judgments.
So wait a minute. You say, I got Jesus. Well, Jesus is the Word. Yes, if you truly have Jesus, you should have his statutes, his Word. Yes. What?
Judgments so righteous.
What?
As all this
now. Now the Lord said, it shall be our righteousness. This is the truth.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
It shall be our righteousness.
Yes.
If we observe to do all these commandments. I buy that.
Yes. Yes.
And if you're saying that Jesus is your righteousness and not the law, you've been sold a lie.
That's right.
Let's go back to Proverbs. Let's read that again. Proverbs 23:23.
And 23.
Buy the truth.
Buy the truth.
And what?
And sell it not.
Let's not sell out and accept something that's not true or that's not written according to Scripture. What?
Also wisdom.
Wisdom.
And instruction.
What?
And understanding.
It's going to say John 14:1. So many say, well, the Lord, he's my wisdom. He's my understanding. He's the truth. He is. He's also the Word.
Yes, he is.
And they're all one. St. John 14:1. What does it say?
Let not your heart be troubled.
What?
Ye believe in God.
Now, if you believe in God, buy that.
That's right.
Buy the Son.
All right.
Buy what he's given you.
Yes.
If you believe in God.
Yes.
Believe what?
Believe also in me.
Isn't that beautiful? Yes. Believe all. That's what the Lord said. Believe also in me.
Mm-hmm.
If you believe God, believe in me. That's
yes. Right.
If you believe God, let's believe his Word. Yes. Buy the truth and don't
sell it. Not.
Read the 6th verse. What does it say?
Jesus saith unto him.
What?
I am the way.
I am the way.
The truth.
The truth.
And the
now,
life.
Now, wait a minute. It says, buy the truth and sell it not. Does anybody know anybody bought Jesus?
No.
But you can buy the truth.
Yes.
The truth is God's Word.
Yes.
17.
Mm-hmm.
St. John 17:17. What does it say?
17:17. Yes.
He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Uh-huh.
So let's see if we can find a truth that's common here. What does it say? 17:17.
Sanctify them through thy truth.
What?
Thy word is truth.
Well, wouldn't that tell you if the word is truth and Jesus is the word, he's truth too.
All right.
He's the word.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Jesus is the word. Word is truth.
Yes.
Jesus is the word. Jesus is the truth.
Yes.
Jesus is the Word. Word is God. I mean, Jesus is God.
Right.
Right?
Right.
What the Psalms 119:142 say. Let's stay with that premise. That's the truth. So they're interchangeable. Jesus is the Word. Word is truth. Jesus is the truth. Truth is the Word. Jesus is God. God is the Word.
That's right.
Word is God. Right? Psalms 119:142 says what?
Thy righteousness.
What?
Is an everlasting.
Well, Jesus is my righteousness. That's what they say. So we ain't got to do that right to get law. But what does it say?
Is an everlasting righteousness.
What?
And the law, thy law.
Thy law.
Is the
truth. Oh, wait a minute now. Truth is the word.
Right.
Yeah.
Righteousness is the truth.
Yes.
So that means that the Lord is the law.
Yes,
if he's
is.
The law, the truth,
yes.
That means he's the law also.
That's right.
Don't
that's
that make sense?
Right.
Jesus is the word. Word is truth.
Yes.
Jesus is the truth. The word truth is the law.
Right.
Jesus is the law.
All right.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Because he's the law is God's divine word.
Yes.
Don't that's interchangeable, right?
Yes.
I buy that. Who don't buy that?
Yeah, I buy that.
Buy the truth and sell it not. Now, if anybody don't buy that, call us at 323-754-8327. Jesus ain't the law. Yes, he is.
All right.
The law is truth. He's the truth. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
St. John 18:37. Let's see about that. They're interchangeable. And don't you call on the phone and say, well, I can't prove it, but I just believe it. I just don't believe he's the law. That's what it says.
That's
buy the
it
truth
it
and, don't,
says.
And sell it not.
Yes.
If you don't believe that, if after reading it, you've been sold a bill of goods. It ain't working.
Right.
But I have bought the truth, and I'm not selling out for some new doctrine or new found interpretation when it's telling you in the scripture, thy law is the truth.
All right.
And the law was here before the Lord took on flesh.
Yes.
It was here.
Yes, it was.
Say John 18:37. What does it say?
Pilate therefore said unto him, art thou a king then?
What?
Jesus answered, thou sayest that I am a king.
What?
To this end was I born.
What?
And for this cause came I into the world.
What?
That I should bear witness unto the truth.
So wait a minute. It was here before it got here. Because the truth is the word.
Beautiful.
And the word is God, which is beautiful. The Father, which is who Jesus is. He is the Father.
All right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
He's the word.
Yes.
And he is the truth.
Yes, he is.
And he is the law.
Yes.
That's why I said, think not that I've come to destroy the law or the prophets. I come not to destroy, but to fulfill. If he destroys the law, he destroys himself.
Yes.
He destroys righteousness.
Right.
And the scripture says, it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments, which is God's word.
Yes, it is.
Which is God, which is Jesus.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
I believe the scripture says in Malachi, the law of truth was in his mouth.
Right.
What does the scripture say? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth.
That's
it's
right.
The same thing. Isn't that beautiful? Read. Pilate.
Yes. Read that again.
Next verse.
Next
Thank
verse.
God.
Pilate saith unto him.
What?
What is truth?
Now, wait a minute. So many asked today. What is truth?
Mm-hmm.
It's Jesus. It's the law also.
Yes.
It's the word.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful. It's right, Pastor. Beautiful.
And when?
That's good enough.
All right.
Let's go to Genesis 2 and 7.
All right.
Because it's all about buying the truth.
Yes.
And not selling out for false doctrine. All these old jackleg preachers come on the radio and net and all the different radios pretty much out. Then we got something that come on sound like a game show.
Yes.
Boom, 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 boom. All this game show stuff.
Yes.
Like you're playing Jeopardy or something.
Yes.
Telling stories that have no understanding of what they're talking about. Not according to scripture. Sanctification, I understand, is something that you get in Jesus, but they don't tell you how to get in Jesus. You get in Jesus by stop sinning and obeying the word. Because God don't dwell in an unclean temple. You're not yet sinning and saying you're in Jesus. You're not.
All right.
You can claim him as your savior, but the Lord don't dwell in unclean temples. He come to clean you up. He said he's calling for a church without spot or wrinkle. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Washing of the water, by the way, wash you up and keep you from sin.
All right.
Genesis 2 and 7, what does it say?
And the Lord God.
What?
For man of the dust of the ground.
That's the truth. I believe that.
Yes.
Don't come telling me we were made, he took a lump of clay.
Mm-hmm.
That's a song. He took a lump of clay, not a junk. No, we're made from the dust of the ground.
Yes.
What?
Yes. And breathe into his nostrils.
What?
The breath of life.
What?
And man became a living soul.
I believe that.
Yes.
What does the 15th verse say? That's the truth.
Yes.
What? And the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden.
What?
To dress it and to keep it.
What?
And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden, thou mayest freely eat.
There's that commandment. He gave him the word.
Yes.
Every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat. But what?
But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof,
what?
Thou shalt surely die.
Now that was the truth. You weren't going to partially die. You're going to surely die. What does 3 and 1 say? What did that devil say? 3 and 1.
Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast.
That's
of
the way these jackleg preachers are. They're like beasts that Paul fought with at Ephesus. They're like beasts because they're full of the devil. What?
Yes. Any beast of the field which the Lord God had made.
What?
And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree
and
of the
garden. And the woman said what?
And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden.
What?
But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden.
Read.
God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die.
What?
And the serpent said unto the woman.
Here's that lie. Here's the lie that most people buy. What?
And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die.
But God said you would. So that's a lie.
Yes.
But so many tell the people, well, everybody can't help but sin. This jack-legged creature I heard says, everybody sins. You're a liar.
Yes,
everybody don't sin. He that is born of God does not commit sin. Isn't that beautiful?
That's right, Pastor.
Let's read St. John 3 and 34.
Right.
Now, that's what the scripture says. I believe that.
Yes.
You're a liar when you say you're sanctified and that everybody sinned. No one can help but sin. You're a lie. And
lying.
If you say that's not true, you make God a liar.
Yes.
And God is not a man that he should lie.
That's
St.
Right.
John 3 and 34.
And 34.
Thank God.
He said, for he whom God hath sent,
what?
Speaketh the words of
God.
So
when you speak the words of God, you don't go around telling people you can't help but sin, because when you do that, you are not saying greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world.
All right.
You're not saying you can do all things through Christ when you say that. You're a liar.
All right.
The scripture says, for he whom God hath sent speaketh
the words of God.
God said, go and sin no more. God said, be ye therefore perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. And I believe that's without sin.
Yes.
You cannot be perfect without sin.
That's right.
With sin.
That's right.
You cannot be holy with sin.
All right.
He said, be ye therefore holy as your Father in heaven is holy. He who God has sent speaketh
the words of God.
You cannot be of God saying that Sunday is the day of rest, or that he rose on the first day of the week. You're a liar.
That's right.
Let's go to Exodus 20 and 1.
Isn't
that beautiful? And don't get upset with me. I'm just telling you the truth.
That's right, Pastor.
You don't know you're a liar, but I'm telling you you're one.
That's right.
That's the truth. Because God don't lie. You're lying, not God. And the people don't know no better. Oh, game show host. Exodus 20 and 1.
And God spake all these words, saying,
what did he say?
I am the Lord thy God,
what?
Which hath brought thee out of the land of Egypt,
what?
Out of the house of
now,
bondage.
Now, when you brought out of bondage, you're not subject to that devil. What?
All right, thou shalt have no other gods before me.
Now, God is letting you know what you don't have. Now, we're here at 425 Laconia Boulevard, bringing out all these gods.
Yes.
And here's one of them.
All right.
That lying devil, changing God's word into a lie.
All right.
Matthew 12 and 36. Let's
Matthew's
go there.
Matthew 12.
God said, thou shalt have no other gods before thee. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. That's what God said. But these preachers not telling you that. Most of them don't know it. Say Matthew 12 and 36. What does it say?
And 36.
What?
But I say unto you.
What?
That every idle word.
Listen to what God said. This is the truth. Every idle word.
That men shall speak.
What?
They shall give account thereof in the day of judgment.
What?
For by thy words.
What?
Thou shalt be justified.
And what?
And by thy words thou shalt be
so
condemned.
So you are condemned if you're saying something that God didn't say.
All right.
God said, go and sin no more. Now, if you're going to say every man can't help but sin, you're condemned by that because you're lying.
Yes.
That is not true.
All
read.
Right. Then certain of the scribes and of the Pharisees
what?
Answered, saying, Master, we would see a sign from thee.
What?
But he answered and said unto them, an evil and adulterous generation seeketh after
wait a minute,
sign.
You don't need no sign. All you need is God's word, because that's
right.
What's true.
That's right.
What?
And there shall no sign be given.
No sign going to be given
to it.
To
but the sign of the prophet
but
Jonas.
But the sign of Jonas to these evil and adulterous generation seekers.
All right.
What?
For as Jonas was.
Now listen to what the Lord is saying. This is true. Listen real good. What does he say?
For as Jonas was 3 days and three nights.
Now listen. All you jackleg preachers that don't know math. Jonah, as he was in the heart of the whale. Belly, 3 days. What?
Yes, and three nights.
And 3 nights. What?
In the whale's belly.
What?
So shall the